Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Welcome back to another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's your girl, Cat Daddy.
And Jazz the 40-ounce connoisseur.
And this go-round, we're pulling up with a special Patreon pick. Shout out to our Patreon supporters. We heard you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you sign up on our Patreon, you too can be able to choose what we get to watch and chop it up the fuck about. So, first of all, thank you all so much for tuning in. This go-round, we are doing a GTS review of The Thaw,
yes.
2009 horror sci-fi film about what happens when global warming and a little bit too much science goes wrong.
I don't even know if it's science. That motherfucker's nature, to be quite the fuck honest.
I mean, I said global warming, but also, you know, Val Kilmer was given, you know, mad scientist. So he was like, let's fucking go. And I was like, oh, okay.
Let's press the button faster.
Come on, dawg, please. So, you know, it was bound to happen and we was bound to drizzle. But also, you know, Val Kilmer, evil scientist.
And Batman.
It's Nega Batman. That's how I thought about it. I was like, if Batman retired and this is what he decided to do, okay.
What if he was a scientist from the beginning? Oh my God, I see the vision.
If Batman decided I am no longer here to save the world and I decided to go into, you know, archaeological digs and decide to, you know, look up mammoths and other kinds of fun things. Paleontologist, that's the person who does it. And then they, you know, he's looking up a mammoth and doing other things and discovers stuff. And now I'm deciding that I'm going to take the bad path.
Wow.
Bah, bah, bah. Wait, spoiler alert.
I don't know if I know the difference between paleontologists and archaeologists, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's paleo people. You know what? Mm-hmm. Not even going to talk about that right now because we are going to go ahead and give you a overview of the movie. All right, before we spoil this bitch.
You saw my little baby spoiler.
I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to dive into the science books. Let me just, I can look that up later because that's just a Google search away. Mm-hmm. So this movie is on Tubi for free. Okay.
Yes.
And it's pretty much following, you know, when you talk about the global warming, the scientist is like, hey, y'all, this is happening over here. Mm-hmm. And there is a class and he's like renowned. And they're, you know, the top students, top flight in the world. They get to, you know, go fly to where he is and, you know, research with him, which it would be big if that's what you're into. And then, of course, his daughter, you know, he saves a spot for her. And she pulls up, too. And that's what goes on. And they fly there and see what happened overall.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's a nature disaster. If think of this would be a good double feature with The Bay. 2012,
yes. Oh, yeah.
That because it's, you know, also a parasitic type of thing going on. This my kneecaps. If you're thinking about things squirming and moving, if you don't like that, then this is not the thing for you. I'm letting you know right the fuck now. This is, you might want to back away from this one, okay? But I do recommend it. I enjoyed it. There were parts where it kind of dragged a little bit for me, but I still would recommend it. I think you should check it out, especially for free on Tubi. That's pretty much the overview. That's all you need. Now, we're going to go ahead and go to the spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. You can also do a double feature, like I said, with watching Val Kilmer's Batman and then follow up with this movie. Batman has moved on to other things.
Nega Batman.
Join me.
Batman's
shadow. In this theory, okay? Because I'm ready to ride this out. And you know what? If you're like, man, I've never seen The Thaw. And you know what? Let me check it out. Watch it with that in mind. And then get back at us. I'm so serious. This was a good idea.
That is so wild. I'm thinking of that. Like, that could be perfect. That's how I was thinking about it. Gotham City shit. He was like, I can't save Gotham City. I'm going to go save the world. And then you ruin the fucking world, Batman. Look at what you did.
Wow. Batman taking it too far, as per usual. I mean, because he already takes it too far right now. I mean, I know that's a conversation for another day, but just sit on it.
Okay. So, pretty much the movie starts on some... We got some, not found footage, but you know how you had a little vlog diaries on MTV and shit, or the little Real World, where you in there having your confessional?
Girl, this looked like a Facebook Insta Snap Fleet or something.
Insta Snap Fleet.
Yeah. Because you know I call it Insta Snap the little jumps, the stories. Reels? Insta Snaps.
I don't know.
It looked like an Insta Snap when we was looking at the girl.
Okay.
I'm so serious.
All right. Well, it's a video of him, of Val Kilmer, who is a scientist, and of course renowned, and he's playing Dr. Crumpin. Is that how you pronounce it?
Crumpin. I thought it was Crumpin or
something like that. Something like that. I think it's Crumpin sounds right. Our
apologies, Mr. Val Kilmer.
Sorry, Val Kilmer, but you are a mad scientist, and he's like, hey guys, this is what's going on. The ice is thawing, bro. I know what y'all doing. Y'all gotta stop. If we don't sacrifice some shit right the fuck now, we are toast. That's the fucking last stop for us, guys. We are fucking up, and this shit is very fucking serious. Like, he's giving a pep talk of, you bitches need to stop doing what the fuck you're doing. But it's intercut with, like, media of, like, people going, oh, global warming's a fucking hoax. This ain't no real. We're not gonna just microwave. That's not real. It's make-believe. It's fake news, bitch. This is not happening. Meanwhile, it's happening. And then...
Yo, and what's happening. Really creepy is that you're seeing the intro cut scenes from the movie, because by then, whatever happened has already gotten to us. Like, you see that... so you know right away it's a parasitic situation, and it has something to do with global warming. You're seeing that it's spreading really fast. Sickness rates are getting really high because, you know... Look around you. Not everybody believes what's really happening, and no one wants to all get in formation. Mm-hmm. But baby girl got this little bug creeping out of her head like a fucking episode on Discovery Channel. Like when the bot flies be laying eggs in people's scalp. It's somebody then crept into her skin. And then, you know, like you said, you get back to what Val Kilmer is talking about, and you realize that he and all his science buddies have discovered a mammoth in the frozen kind of part of wherever they are. They don't really say, like, this is where we are. I'm assuming somewhere in, like, an Arctic-type place. Mm-hmm. And, wow, what an amazing discovery, right? But then they realize shortly afterwards, like, oh, man, Drake voice, like, everything is not what it's cracked up to be. Like, due to global warming, you know, as we know, the polar ice caps, things around the world, everything, the Earth is getting hotter. And things are melting. And due to this, just like real things has actually been discussed, like before we talked about this, like I was sending in articles to Jazz, like Jazz don't know how to internet, clearly, bitch. But,
no.
You know, I be talking about this shit all the time. Like, there was, like, things a couple years ago where scientists were like, y'all, we really need to take this global warming stuff really seriously because it's, one, it's actively beating our ass. Two, paired with one, there are a lot of, like, diseases and other, you know, things that have been frozen in the Arctic from a long time ago, and our bodies are not equipped to deal with this shit. So one thing I did like about this movie, regardless of however, you know, we all turn out in the end, is that they, one, place it based around that whole, like, premise. Like, hey, you know, these polar ice caps are melting. Clearly, you find a woolly mammoth. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. bitch, you about to be a chameleonaire. I don't even know how much money that is. And then for science, wow, like, you actually found a woolly mammoth that's tight and, like, pretty much perfect form. Like, you could see the tusk. Like, it looked cool as fuck.
It was really, like, preserved.
Yes.
Yeah, you're definitely, you have literally getting all the simoleons. You have Infinity Rosebud.
You definitely won the cheat codes on this game of Grand Theft Auto, bitch. You have a shamillion dollars. Like, that's pretty much it. But then you realize that something is wrong very quickly. Like, you see the cast, you see the crew members. They're starting to look real sunken in. They're looking real tired. They're weak. They're laying down. They're sickly. Something is wrong here. We find out there is some sort of parasite that is inside of the mammoth that has started to, like, you know, slowly come on out. And as it's getting melted, them things is coming back to life. They're like, oh, man, oh, man, they're here.
We back. Oh.
Oh, girl, back like a revenge.
It's like the mummy. Yeah. Remember the mummy with the fucking...
The scarabs were like... Yeah, and you hear the sounds. Oh, it makes my skin want to crawl. I know I just made somebody scratch their eyeballs. I'm so sorry because I'm doing it. But we get this story where they're trying to... There's a couple things happening here at the beginning of this movie. Mm-hmm. Like, this small team, they're trying to have these battles within themselves. Like, do we stay here? Do we go? Val Kilmer reveals himself really early on. They don't really, like, say he is the villain. But you kind of see, like, he's trying to do something different. And the woman, she's like, you know, I really think that we should stay here. We should just stay in these tents. We don't leave. Now, what I did like is, you know, you cut the camera. Val Kilmer has a daughter. Mm-hmm. What's the daughter's name?
Oh, please.
My dad's put the name up. But basically, and she
has... Evelyn.
Okay, Evelyn, yeah. A bunch of her friends. Frederico, played by Kyle Schmidt. He used to be on the Cheetah Girls movie. I used to like him.
Oh my gosh.
Girl, I'm standing. And she and all their buddies, you know, they're like, basically like, I'm about to get on this trip. I'm about to go out here. I can't believe my dad is leaving me off this trip. Just being a whole brat, Nick. And I'm like, there's a reason why they don't want you to come out here, girl.
Okay, so a few things. So first of all, of course, like, we was talking about, the time is set in, it's real popping because the polar ice caps are melting every day. It was 60 degrees at Christmas, y'all. That was wild as a bitch. Like, y'all don't understand, like, this shit is literally happening to us.
Yeah.
And the diseases, the bacteria, they have already found shit. Thawing.
This is why we are actively getting our ass whooped right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we are, and it's some more shit probably gonna come up. You know, I'm tired, it's all bro. Kinds of, there was a fucking
Earth finale.
Earth the finale. This is the final season, bitch. The listen, there was just a fucking 7.4 earthquake, motherfucker.
I wasn't even on the internet today. And I saw it when you told me that. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Earth the finale is wild motherfucking lit.
We are cast members. That's insane.
Never thought I'd be on the show.
Damn. That's crazy. So,
I saw the Girl That's Scary show.
Shut up. Not the Badoopsis. But
I'm so lame.
Please. All right. So that part, it's already fucked up. So we already in, like, mindset. And of course, we're thinking of the bay, which is also fucked up because Chesapeake Bay is fucked. We fucked up the estuary.
Oh, I need to see that movie again, girl. Ooh, that shit fucked me up.
I told you about that fresher paper I had to write about the fucking red winged blackbird and all the deforestation and all that fucked up shit that's happening in Chesapeake Bay. And you know what? The shit, I mean, it was a good project because, girl, that's a community, like, situation. But either way, we get to the point where they are going up here, but the dad, they're at the school, right? And it's, they supposed to have four niggas going on a little trip, but then they changed it to three because dad was like, I left space for you. But he left a message, but then he didn't want her to go, so the dude's supposed to stop her. And, they didn't stop her. Like, he couldn't stop her.
Right.
Which is stupid because he was like, well, she's gotten the fucking helicopter. I was like, bitch, I'm motherfucking going with the other students, Ling, Frederico. And what's the other boy? He played by, like, Aaron something. He played in, like, The Shrine, Smallville, shit like that.
His name is Adam.
Adam, yeah.
Like, literally, like an atom.
Yes, and they're the ones going down as students to research what the fuck happened. When they get there, ain't shit there. Like, I mean, not ain't shit there, but they don't see no people. Like, no walking around people. And they're like, okay, so what's going on here? They're trying to figure out what happened. Because at this point, they wouldn't jump to, they know the disease is happening. Because, of course, we saw that intro with the shit coming out the bitch forehead. Ugh. Like, the beach house. With the shit coming out the bitch ankle.
If you have not seen The Beach House, that's another good one. If you like parasitic, like, invasion type films, Check that out. I believe that's probably still streaming on
Shudder. Yep, it's on Shudder.
Do your Google machines. That's one that, y'all can't see me, but I'm like holding my foot. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But the way that that thing just creeped up out of her head, like, and played peekaboo with us like that, I ain't like that.
I ain't like that one fucking bit. Mm-mm. Okay. So once we get to the situation and now we are introduced to these little parasites, they look like slug roaches. Kind of. Now the CGI is a little shaky, but it means because they're so small, it's fine.
Yeah.
It works because it's not like this big. I mean, it does have some wild shit because eventually the animals are infected and they nest inside the carcasses and mate, and then there's a bunch of them. So you have a few at one point, and there is too many. It's an infestation.
If you see one, it's too late already.
Yeah, it feels like they're creeping up on you from Creepshow, mm-hmm. where the man is in the white room, and then you see like one roach, and you see like five, then you see like 30, then you see like 500, then it's just roaches. The building is a roach.
Joe's apartment meets inside.
I've never seen Joe's apartment. I just really can't.
Well, you just for those who've seen Joe's apartment, and the inside means inside of your body. Like when we get to see all the blood, guts, and ass. Because when you start seeing these people like
they turn up
eroding and shit due to the parasites, just like they're basically just like parasites too. They nest inside of a living animal. You slowly die. And once you become a corpse and all of these eggs hatch, what are they about to eat? You. So and there's a scene where somebody is under a sheet and you just see the sheet just shaking because they eating that shit. And I'm like, that is it. So if creepy crawly things are the things that like give you the heebie-jeebies makes me think about that. Anyways, give you the heebie-jeebies. That's your thing that you should go to. Like, I definitely think the thaw would be for you. I feel like if the dialogue was a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because the idea of this movie, and also a thing that made me, like, really annoyed that they kept doing in this film was, like, they would do dumbass shit like, oh, my God, let's go to the chopper. Get to the chopper.
Yes.
Wait, now we on the helicopter. Let's go back. We forgot this one thing. Okay, we're back. Oh, wait, I forgot this one thing. I'm like, if y'all don't make up your fucking mind, and I felt like that one scene towards the end where they're like, we gotta go get this notepad. And I'm like, is this a random adventure? Like, did somebody give you a quest?
Notepad? Why?
Okay, but then they go into the insect-infested room. So ain't none of y'all come back infected?
That's you're definitely infected. And also, this is my first question. This reminds me of, like, the thing and all these parasite kind of, I'm going to use your body as a host.
Yes.
What, like, me as a crew leader or making decisions, I would be like, y'all, none of us can leave. We all need to die here. We cannot leave here. There is too big a chance we're infected and we're going to take this to a bigger population. Is it worth the risk? You talk about science. No, you need to sacrifice yourself to science at this point by keeping everybody else alive and keep I would have been like, I would have blew everybody up. I'm sorry. I know that doesn't sound ideal because no one wants to die.
Well,
but I don't think I would have told him either. I would have like, I would have fucked around and decided that I would have had to have a fireside chat with God after I killed like six people. And he's going to be like, now, why the fuck did you do that? And I'm like, we could have been infected. And I'm like, can you at least, before you send me to hell, could you at least reveal, was one of us infected?
Bitch, if you found out nobody was infected. You were, oh, Lord, not me.
And then Lucifer was like, well, bitch, that was rash. You should have done that. I'm a fire sign. I'm sorry.
I mean,
it on fire.
You know.
But we can't, like, it's just like, we can't quarantine this shit like this. And because they're coming and they're going to call, they're small, they'll get into you. And they're in your fucking, they're crawling on you. They're in your body. They're laying eggs. You cannot take this back. Because we don't have nothing for this. We don't have no antibiotics, nothing. I'm sure there is some kind of antibiotic that may kill it, possibly.
Girl, please, but kill the fire.
But by the time you figure out what does it, a lot of people are going to fucking die.
I mean, I just, it, okay. Before I dive into other thoughts, I'm with you. You already know how the fuck we get down. If you would have been like, Kat, this parasite, I don't know, man. Me, say less. Because we've already talked about this. I'm going to be sad as a bitch, but I'm going to get these final tweets off. Hey, y'all, we're going to be live. We're going to be right here live on the Instagram live. hey, y'all, just want to let y'all know, after we talk to the CDC and them, hey, y'all, well, you know, they're not credible, so we still got to go to Instagram Live. We got to let the people know.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, you know, we on this this little mountaintop. Here go the mammoths. Show everybody the mammoths so they know we not wilding, and you know we not making it up, because how the hell we get a budget for a mammoth, bitch?
Girl,
who will believe us?
Nobody. I am a poor.
So then we go up there. We gotta let them know. Hey, yeah, you know,
money.
The scientist was right. Somebody get Fauci on the line. Somebody get Bill Nye on the line.
Not Bill Nye.
If I see Bill Nye on TV, I'm about to believe Bill Nye. And if somebody told me Bill Nye was not a real scientist, I said, well, that you can save that shit for me. Because there's a bunch of people that probably think the same thing I think. You get Mr. Bill Nye on TV, I know this shit about to be real.
Well, at least Bill Nye, we got to have a common sense. So I don't really know.
My go-tos were always Bill Nye, Alice Trebek, you know, Alex ain't with us no more.
R.I.P.
LeVar Burton. You got to pull them up on the TV. And I'm like, okay.
You gotta get the people listening. We gotta bring this up.
Right. Important staples. So we get on the live. We let everybody know what they should have been doing. You know, it's 2009, so they might not have had this option. They could have still recorded a video and uploaded it. They tried their best, though, by telling people to go away. But, you know, when you just have your head so far up your ass and you decide you're going to do what you're going to do, whatever. But we would have really been, like, running through. Like, girl, this is enough. Like, y'all have to know about this. Don't come here. You know what? Actually, that was a terrible idea, because you know somebody going to show up.
You know they are.
Never mind. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But again,
I'm sorry.
At least it's just like show the devastation.
Oh, then we could just go ahead and just do, you know, the saddest thing, you know, we got to do.
Blow everybody up.
Eventually, I mean, okay, a thing that you and I were chatting about. Ultimately, the virus is going to make it to the human population.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one thing that they should have did was try to communicate outside of, and I don't know if that was just because of writing or wherever the story had went. That they should have tried to communicate to somehow to the masses or like some important person of importance about what was going on to give a heads up. Because you as the viewer, when you're watching this movie, you already know some shit has went down.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's not really clear. Like it didn't really become super clear to me. And maybe I just overlooked it until this, you know, right before, you know, we put it on right before we started recording this. And I'm like, oh, wait, I just peeped that. I mean, clearly I kind of knew it had got to us, but oh, okay, there was this whole like turmoil, as we know it would be, around people believing it's a hoax, it's not a hoax, and people just, you know, doing some shit that they shouldn't have necessarily done. You know, anyway, so let's take a pause and we will be right back.
Available now from Dread. Desperate to escape an overturned ambulance, a group of paramedics are trapped with violent prisoners. The group quickly discover they are the victims of an ambush, with the perpetrators hunting them down one by one. Ditched is available on demand and digital everywhere now. Get your hands on the Blu-ray February 15th.
Okay, and we're back. So, listen... There was a scene that really sent me to hell. So there's a scene where there's the couple. What's their name? That's all right. Jazz, go get the names for us.
Ling and Frederico.
Thank you. Ling and Frederico.
Ling,
my apologies. Ling and Frederico. They're reconnected because they have, I guess, like a situation where they used to talk back in the backpack. And it kind of, you know, they lost touch. And we were like, oh, well, you know, being flirty, this cat and mouse thing that was going on. You could tell that there was lots of friction in the air. So they decide to engage in coitus. And the scene comes in with you, like, the camera is going slowly up Frederico's spine. You see the beads of sweat on his spine. He really putting in work. And he's, like, they're having sex. And he sees a bug crawl on the floor. And he jumps up. I am concerned because Ling is like, what? It's just a little bug, bitch.
And no. That's why the bugs ate her ass the fuck up.
No.
And then, okay. So my question is, later on in the movie, Ling is in a room isolated and she has been like infected already.
Right.
Like a few parasites. But the pet, there's already an animal in the room filled with parasites.
Right.
And the parasite is so many now that they're coming, like they're creeping up on you. They're coming through the fucking vents.
Creepy crawlers. That's how I felt again.
And they're, so you can see where Ling is isolated, there are bugs around there. She's like, help me! Okay, what would you do? Because I'm going to let y'all know right now. Sorry, Lynn, you dead, baby. I'm
you
so sorry.
You about to kill me, girl.
That you're dying like this.
I don't even want to see me go out like that. At Put least a sheet over the glass, too, after I die, so you ain't got to watch these bugs eat my carcass like this.
But they would have to open the door first.
No, like a sheet over the front of the door.
Oh, yeah.
After they shoot me through the glass.
They can't shoot her through the glass. I feel like they would have had to open, because if you break the glass, they got to come through. If you open the door.
Don't do that, girl. Just put the sheet over the glass and just, you know.
Yeah, because if I was in there, I'm like, damn, they about to eat me. That's crazy.
There was a time period where that door was open, and she was before they put her in there full time. Mm. I would have killed her or asked someone to take me out.
I would have treated her like a zombie apocalypse shit.
And put you, bye girl.
Because it's a parasite, you can probably get it out. But once it's, I don't know.
I mean, eventually, they should have started sealing off and taping all the doors. Because they were half-assed doing that. There were characters suggesting to do that. But, like, there were people making suggestions. And then it was a lot like real life. Like, somebody, the characters weren't proactive. Or there was, like, one person trying to be proactive. And the other people, like, I don't even, you know.
I don't know why you're even doing this. You're doing way too much. First of all, they
look a butterfly.
They're wild. They're fucking on the site. You came down here knowing that somebody might have bugs in them. Y'all having fucking sex. You're an idiot. You're a dummy.
Now the bug's in you. Also, I'm upset because Frederico, how my boo Kyle Schmidt, is sitting up here acting. We realize he is like always people do in mm-hmm. these parasitic viral situations. Someone amongst the group mm-hmm. is sick. Matter of fact, it's on the background right now. Ling is in the room with everybody else, girl. That was the perfect time to kill her. They all having a community meeting, y'all, and Ling is in the meeting. She's in the meeting. Bug bites all over her face. She got that sauce. So that's where you could have took her out right there. As soon as you realized something was wrong before you locked her up. But anyways, Frederico is pretending like, you know, he's really paranoid. He's pushing his paranoia on everyone else. He already expressed prior to us realizing something was wrong with him, his fear of insects, creepy crawly things, just mm-hmm. the small, if he's not with it. So he is like, you have the virus, you have this, you have that. But you slowly discover, like most people in these situations, he actually has been infected because somehow he got infected while he was having sex with Ling. So that's what I think, because that's the only time he was around the bug, when that bug crawled out while they were fucking on the floor like a roach.
I mean, it could have got him at any time, because once they started going through the vents, you know, like they could, they're in any room. And y'all kept going back and in there and shit. Like, it could have been got your ass.
It was a mess. The situation they had with the chopper, thinking the helicopter was going to take them back away to safety. The whole situation was a mess. I honestly feel like all of those people should have really just take one for the team. We cannot leave.
Yeah, just like in the thing, we just shouldn't leave. None of us should leave. We should all just die here and save humanity. Whether they know about it or not, we have saved them.
That's it. And if someone calls for us, tell them what happened. They can't come here. And if they come here, you need to come with a hazmat suit. You need to be sealed up to the fields up, bro. You got to be like,
put some fucking signs, like a fucking Ziploc.
Okay.
Not them showing up in his like Bubble Boy.
They have to. Yes, in the Bubble Boy suits. You got to, because that's the only way you'll be able to protect yourself. Between that, or you need to become with some flamethrowers. Because you have to, girl. You need to be burnt. You need to take a picture of the bully mammoth. And then you need to burn that motherfucker.
Fuck that. Send a drone in there.
Even still, to take the picture of it while you send fire.
Yeah.
Or shoot the fire, because they got, you know what? The military get all kinds of money, yes. So they drones do different stuff. Yeah. Never mind.
Send the drone in there. Mm-hmm. You don't even got to risk a person. Take them pictures, come back out, blow it the fuck up. Don't even take, they're going to take a sample. But at least if they could take one sample and keep it, well, no, it's going to turn into Raccoon City. But, you know, it'd be nice if they didn't take a sample. But it might, you know, buy us at least 3 months before the shit breaks out. And now we have, like, you know, infestation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so here's the movie. You ready? You're watching The Batman with Val Kilmer. You watch The Thaw. And then you follow up with The Bay.
That's perfect timing.
Boom. Because The Bay is pretty much just, like, add-on from whatever happened when Batman just tried to unleash his whatever onto the world.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go. Gave it to y'all. That's how you watch it. That's an all-day Saturday affair.
Listen.
Boom. In parasitic type films, like, first of all, is this a subgenre that you kind of gravitate towards?
I'll watch them. They're mm-hmm. not like super favorite because they feel weird because I'm stressed, but I really like The Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like a parasite. It kind of eats you and now it's you. Or more so, it doesn't really live off you. It just mimics you or something.
Right.
I don't really know. Assimilates you. whatever. I like things like that. I do kind of like them, but I'm like, it's all right.
Okay.
I wouldn't have chose this on my own, probably. It would have took me a long time to watch this. I didn't know what was going to win the poll. So I was like, all right.
Well, for those who are wondering, the theme for this winter, for this poll, for this particular pick was a winter horror theme.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the winter part became a part of the Antarctic.
Yeah, because it's snow.
Okay, so I'm following with it. But, you know, I thought this was a good choice. It was something that we haven't seen before, yeah. So I was really excited to see something new. Me personally, I kind of like parasitic films. The creepy crawly part makes me uncomfortable, and I like feeling uncomfortable when I watch a horror movie. I like when horror movies make me feel something. If I don't feel anything, it's not doing anything. Mm. Especially because we've seen so many and so many different types. Like, it takes a lot to scare me or to get under my skin. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. Because if all you have to do is have a simple concept, like, boom, parasite, simple concept, but you have to do it well.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a lot to do it well. You just have to know how to get me with those sounds. You have to know how to show it, getting up, but it's like, uh-uh. So, and I think that this was a movie that hit all those things for me. The IMDb rating for this was 5. This is a 5.0. It was a 5 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I saw somewhere else. I don't know if it was Rotten Tomatoes or Google Reviews. It was a 71. Might have been a 71 on Google Reviews or something.
Let me know if I made it.
It's better than a 5 to me. It's better than a 5.
Yeah, it definitely is my point. But yeah, maybe people wouldn't really fuck with it. The dialogue could have been better.
The dialogue, but
like I said, the characters did some dumbass shit. It was just really repetitive. And it was kind of like, you know, but that just could have been fixed with writing. So if the writing went over somebody else's eyeballs, I felt like this film could have been better. I'm sad I didn't really know about this film for real. I wish I found out about it in 2009.
Because I'm like, when the fuck did this come out? It just ran out of radar.
I don't know.
I do have a question. When the daughter, Evelyn, is on the plane on the first time trying to go over there, they hit this situation where, you know, they talk about where people fundamentally feel about our situation in global warming. And it was like, you know, one dude is over there. Frederico's like, man, we can. And Adam like, you don't believe that. We can fix this. We can do what we're doing. We're doing the work and we can do this. And Evelyn's like, girl, it don't matter no more. We're too far gone. People are not going to sacrifice enough. We're going to fucking die. That's it. We're counting our time. And I believe I'm with Evelyn. We're people wouldn't give up hot showers to save the earth. Okay, like there's so much that people just won't give up as a collective unless they see a meteor coming towards them right then and fucking there.
But also, like, I don't even think they would do it if they saw the meteor, bro, because they know, I mean, we know aliens are real, right? Like, that's a thing that has been confirmed now.
Okay, yes.
But see how people are acting. We know that a virus is actively killing niggas within 2 weeks if you don't, you know, have some kind of protection.
Yeah,
look at people. For sometimes, not for everybody, but sometimes, you know, it also gives you long-term effects that really beat your ass. But there's actual science that approve that. People are not just going, there are always going to be a group of people who are just like, bitch, I'm not with it. And that's just going to be it. Like, I really think we're too far gone. I think that, you know, we can still continue to do things to, like, you know, slow it down a bit, but it's going to come. Like, we're only delaying the inevitable, because if we were going to change things, we should have did something a long time ago. And in fact, we're using way more shit than we ever use. We doing things that I never did before. Like, it's like that. So, I mean, ultimately, are we fucked?
Yes.
Can we get Liddy until, you know, it's over?
Yeah. I mean, what else are we going to do?
True American fashion.
Yeah, I mean,
American millennial fashion.
Literally slow dancing in a burning room.
It's Liddy. It's not. But it is literally. It's a fucking tsunami, bro. That's crazy.
I'm just looking around like, wow. We're the dog on in the room on
tsunami
fire.
In Oregon. That's crazy.
This is fine. This is fine. Everything's fine. Everything's on fire, but everything's fine. You know.
Give me Snowmageddon again, please.
I remember that.
That was a good time. it was a good time until it wasn't. Because you get to day 3 and you're still stuck and you can't leave the house. You can't get on any transportation. You can't drive nowhere. You can't do nothing. Ooh, child.
Those are my kind of days. I can entertain myself for hours.
Maybe because I was younger and my situation was different. I was very much like having cabin fever very quickly. So I attribute, that's what a lot of this might feel like when you're sitting at the top of that mountain and you're tired looking at a fucking mammoth because they know it gave you that sauce. So now you just like, it's day three and you tired. Mm-hmm. Is that why you're trying to go back and go talk to everybody else?
I'm just
questionable decisions.
I'm just going to play Candy Crush until we
die.
Do
you even get service up there?
I don't need service to play Candy Crush. It just won't, you know, save my data. If I get out of here, the data won't matter. If I don't get out of here, well, I'll have all my games.
This is true. One thing that I did like is the practical effects. There were parts where the mammoth, you can see, like, the eggs and stuff were pulsating, and it looks like it was about to explode, and the goop. I liked the way that looked. It was gross. It was effective. The mammoth looked real, like it looked like a hairy ass pizza. I don't know. It was cool. Like the makeup that was done on the people, I could tell something was wrong with them. They're bleeding out from their eyeballs and their nose and necks and shit. I could tell something is wrong. The CGI wasn't too terrible. I mean, it was 2009. The bugs was moving real fast. It looked like Photoshopped in bugs, but I could deal with that. But the sounds also did it for me, so it didn't take me too far out. What did you think?
I mean, I like the practical effects. I mean, but I feel like I would have liked to see some more people being bust the fuck open. But I guess that's not the kind of story they were trying to tell. So I don't really want to do too much with it. I do feel like they were good, though. But they were very realistic. Like, it's just following a realistic storyline outside of, these are killer bugs, blah!
Yeah.
This is more like, no, this is an actual problem, girl. And in real life, this is just, you know, it's only a few people there. So we can't have all the bodies hitting the floor at once. So we have to make the shit weird softly.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, unfortunately, this was all, you know, unfortunately, it was all discovered in the name of science. Poor science.
Science gonna beat our ass, bro.
Science been beating our ass.
Yeah, them robots, like, I feel like it's either gonna be disease or robots.
Well, you know what I learned from this movie? Like, I always know. It's gonna be humans. We're our own worst enemy because we're never gonna be truthful about what the fuck is really going on when we face peril. Not everybody. But I can guarantee you there is gonna be someone who will not be brave enough to step up and say, I got that sauce.
A lot of people. You said someone.
Hey, I was trying to be nice.
A good percentage. Because there's motherfuckers right now who is coughing in the club right now. There's someone at your...
First of all, said in the club.
Listen. Well, it's open and y'all motherfuckers be going. Now, maybe not y'all listening, but people are going to the bars. They're going to the places and people have sore throats and shit and they just out there coughing and shit or sniffling, knowing, or they're feeble, but they just think it's something else because they don't want to believe they motherfucking sick and they sick and everybody who been around them got sick. That's how... Anytime we're going to get a disease, it's going to beat our ass.
Yep.
It's going to beat our ass because people... don't want to do what's right to protect others. They want to do what's right, what they think is right for themselves.
Denial is not just a river in Egypt.
Yeah, they're going to put themselves first. And I know you got to look out for number one, but are you really looking out for number one by decimating the population?
No.
You're not looking out for anyone.
I am number one.
What does it take to be number one? Two without a winning. Three, nobody remembers.
What does it take to be? I used to love that song.
He really wore a Band-Aid for no reason.
And that album used to be so fire to me. Oh my gosh. Okay, but if you have seen The Thaw, fuck it. If you have not seen The Thaw, I actually think everyone should see this movie at least once.
I recommend seeing it.
Tubi, for free. You don't have any excuse. If you trying to figure, it's been the snow at your house right now. It's about to rain at your house right now, wherever you are in America, because listen, it's weird in this country. It's weird around the world. We all just pushing through and making it. Shout out for you being here another day, being able to listen and hear these things and, you know, just being able to take a deep breath. Peace be with everybody else. You know what I'm saying? But also, if you've seen this movie, we want to know what you think. If you have not seen this, check this out. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know your favorite parasitic films. Email us at grltspod@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Instagram and or the Twitter machine at Girl That's Scary.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Patreon, so shout out to our Patreon folks for picking this episode. We truly appreciate everybody, but shout out to y'all for this, because this was a ride, this was a journey. And if you want to listen to free content, if you want to support the girls outside of what you do right now, because shout out to you for that, you can pull up on our Patreon, patreon.com/girl that's scary. We got, like I said, we got stuff for free. We got stuff behind the paywall, but you could go in there if you want to. And, you know, give us five-star chicks if you really fuck up with the girls. If not, you know, thank you for trying. Ta-da. Top hat tilted to you. Boop.
Bye. Until next time, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.